Hello, thank you so much for joining me in this interview. So for my IB computer science course, we are told to do have an, we have an internal assessment, which is essentially a really big project that we work on for a long period of time, and we are essentially creating a program for a client. And I thought that you would be a perfect client because I know that your work has some problems that I can help solve possibly. So in this interview, we're going to be learning a bit about you, a bit about your job, and also possibly get some problems that I could help you with this program. So let's get right into it. Can I ask the first question?
Absolutely, and I'm very glad and honored that you chose me, and I'm very happy that you chose me because I really do think that you'll be able to help me with a lot of my issues.
Great. What is your job title?
I'm a Bollywood dance teacher, choreographer, and performer.
Cool. Who do you work for?
I work for myself. I'm
Wow.
independent. I do everything from beginning to end
By yourself.
by myself.
Cool. What does your workplace look like?
I work in two different studios. One is the studio which is in the neighborhood in which I live. It's quite a big studio. And the other, it's a dance studio, of course. The other studio is a smaller one in my home from where I teach Zoom classes. So
Oh.
I do Bollywood classes through Zoom exclusively from my home studio.
Very cool. So how often do you have classes?
In the big studio, I have classes 3 times a week. In my home studio, where I do Zoom classes, I do 1 time a week.
How long have you been teaching Bollywood?
I've been teaching Bollywood for 12 years now. We have lived in several different countries in Asia. I learned Bollywood in India and then I started teaching it in different countries.
Okay, great. So who attends your classes?
I teach ladies of different ages. I have younger ladies and all the way up to grandmas.
Wow.
Over the years, I've had hundreds of students, mostly expat ladies, and as expats, they come and go. So right now, I have about 30 ladies who live in my community, and they come to my in-person classes. And that was the situation more or less for the 12 years that I have been teaching. But a few months ago, when COVID hit, suddenly the world opened up. And ladies who had studied with me before
Right.
and now live anywhere else in the world, reconnected with me. And I started teaching them on Zoom.
Oh, so you stream classes, right?
I stream classes.
Very cool.
So now, where before COVID I was teaching in studio, real people kind of classes, the traditional type. Now what I'm doing is I'm teaching classes which have real people in them
Right.
and at the same time streaming those classes on Zoom to people all around the world.
So, how do you structure your classes then?
So my classes are a series format, which means that usually I do a session, which is, it might go for 5 weeks, 6 weeks, something like that, in which each week we build on what we learned the week before. So in 5 or 6 weeks, we learn a full song because the choreographies are quite intricate. So it's not something you can teach in 10 minutes or not even in an hour. It's built over a period of 5 or 6 weeks.
And people have to learn and memorize them, right?
Correct. People have to learn and memorize, and I give them tools to do that.
Correct.
This is one thing I do. Then sometimes I also offer a drop-in class, 1 hour. You just want to, you know, do something and for 1 hour and then forget it. You don't want to build on something. And
right.
So sometimes I offer that format. So I offer both formats, either a series or a drop-in.
Cool. So take me through, how do you prepare for a 6-week session? And what does this look like from start to finish?
Well, first of all, I need to look at my calendar and decide on a 6-week, consecutive 6-week time period, which is suitable for me to teach. Once I've decided on that, then I advertise. I can advertise via Facebook, my community Facebook, emails to my existing base of students, flyers to try and get new students. And then once I'm starting to get input about who wants to join, I'm trying to start think about this: which song am I going to do? Which choreography am I going to do for that song? Is it going to be an easy choreography or a harder choreography? Is it something that I've done before or not? And then I have to practice the choreography which I decide upon. Sometimes I video myself in order that I can remember it. And that's it. Finalize the signups a couple of days before the session starts and show up in the class and start dancing.
Very cool. Sounds fun but busy at the same time. And is there anything else that you specifically do or anything that your job entails? Anything else?
One of the things I do is that I send my students, once I've got the students in the particular session, every week I send them a weekly email with updates on the schedule or any Bollywood information, trivia that might be interesting for them. Information about the song that we're doing, information about anything cultural in India that is interesting for them to know. Another thing that usually after 6 weeks, 7 weeks of doing a song like that, we often have performance opportunities because we live in a neighborhood, in a community, a lot of community events going on. We often perform. So everything that goes with the performance, whether it be costumes, whether it be positions, whether it be practicing for the performances, and so on and so forth. So a lot of that going on as well.
Cool. What sort of information are you responsible for handling or working with?
Well, first and foremost, I guess, all the names of all my students ever, and like I said, hundreds of them. Through the years, 12 years of teaching, I've had many, many, many students. Their names, their emails, their, now very important, which wasn't before, is their location. Students from the US, South America, Europe, Africa, Asia, Australia, everywhere. Have they paid, have they not paid? What is their level? There's lots of information to think about.
Cool. And how do you keep track of this information and try to stay organized? Do you use any computer programs or what?
Well, I have to say I do have a lot of information, but I'm not very high tech. I've always been notebook, pen and paper kind of person.
Yeah.
So a lot of my even my emails are written down on pieces of paper. I do have all my choreographies and songs on a folder on my computer.
So that's great. It sounds like you really enjoy your job and you're really passionate about it. But what are some struggles that make your work or job hard?
Well, I guess since I'm doing everything myself, starting from the advertising, to the choreographies, through the performances, to the Zoom, and all the other,
right,
emails, messages, coordination, and everything is me. That's a lot to do.
Cool. Is there any tedious issues with organizing or remembering information that you work with, and what are they?
Yeah, so I guess maybe because of the way I work, I have lots of information, and it's all stored in different places. So I have some stuff on my phone, and some stuff on my computer, some stuff on my laptop, some stuff on my notebook, and some stuff on papers that I found and then kind of jotted something down. So lots of information kind of everywhere. More specifically, with all my students, the hundreds of students that I have a personal relationship with each of them, and I remember them. That's part of the magic of me being a teacher, is that when they call me, they know my name personally, and I know their name personally. But this is very time-consuming, because to write to this one and write back, and then to write to that one, and then she writes back, and I don't remember, did she answer, did she not answer? And so this personal relationship is great, but it's also very, very, very tedious.
And also having all this personal information in a lot of different places?
Correct, exactly.
Okay. What are other certain tasks which are difficult as well?
So, like I said, one of the things that I have to do every time, every session, is to decide on the song. It can be also in a session, also in a drop-in class. Which song am I going to do? Sometimes I need to choose a new song, which I've never done before, and I need to choreograph it from scratch. Sometimes I can choose a song that I've done already. But I don't kind of remember if I've done it 8 years ago. I don't remember who's already done it and who hasn't. Who did I teach it to and who I didn't teach it to? So, and also, is it a beginner level song? Is it an intermediate level song? Does it fit the group of girls who have signed up for this particular session? So it takes me a lot of time to choose a song based on the level and based on whether I've done it or not before. I have to kind of play around with that for quite a long time before I finally focus on or converge upon one song. Another task which I always find tedious and always takes time for me is that, like I said, we always have performances. Before every performance, I find myself sitting for hours trying to figure out what kind of dance formations can I do for this performance. Sometimes I have 18 performers performing on the stage, sometimes I have 21, and I'm sitting with papers and making X's trying to figure out what kind of dance formation would fit 18 girls or in 21 girls or something like that.
And do you think any of these issues could be assisted by a digital solution or program?
I'm absolutely sure that they could be. For example, for a dance formation, how great would it be if I could say, okay, there's 18 girls doing this performance. Give me a couple of options for dance formations. Maybe even move from one dance formation to another within the same
wow.
song.
That's cool.
But it would have to fit 18 girls.
Yeah, right. And lastly, I know this is more of a computer science related question, but is there any information that you have, that we talked a lot of information that you have, that needs to be sorted or searched in any way that will make your life easier?
Absolutely. Sorting by location, by geographic location, would be fantastic.
Of each student, right?
Right. Searching for example, level, which level is a particular student. Searching for, this is a big one, searching for who has done what song. For example, I have a song, this song. Who did that song?
Right.
Give me a list. I want a list. Who did it? Or the other way around. I have these people signed up. Could I do this song? Has any of them done that song?
Well, thank you so much for this great interview. I'm very excited to continue working with you and get this program to help you be more efficient in your workplace.
Thank you very much. I am more excited than you, and I really hope that I will be more efficient thanks to you.